Hello Heartlands, my name is Raynell Francis Manu and I would like to welcome you to the Sounds of Heartlands podcast. I'll be your host, guiding you through experiences and conversations with our Heartlands family, so they can not only share their stories but their life's insights with us all. Today's guest is Miss Williams, welcome.
Hello Raynell.
Thanks Williams.
Very excited to be here.
That's good. I'm excited to have you.
Thanks.
So to start off with, can you tell us a little bit about your role at Heartlands High School?
So my name is Miss Williams and my role is Deputy Head Teacher, and I lead on areas around teaching and learning and of course attendance.
Of course. So to get to know you, we do a round called Quick Fire Favourites, and you have to answer the questions as quick as you can.
Okay.
Favourite subject?
History.
Favourite book?
Sorry, it's not very quick fire. I've just read a book called All My Mothers, which was very good and I recommend.
Okay. Favourite film?
I really like, I used to really like When I Was Your Age, Anne of Green Gables, which is a bit old.
Favourite country?
Wales.
Favourite break time snack?
Anything involving currants or raisins.
Welsh cakes.
For example. Amazing.
Favourite hobby outside of school?
Swimming.
Favourite school event?
Probably, I do love the Black History Month celebration at the end. I think that's got a very good feel to it.
Favourite fun fact that people wouldn't know about you? I'm going to give this one.
I was in a TV programme in the 80s called Child's Play, when you used to have to describe words when I was about nine. Yeah.
Oh. See, I didn't know that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, what does your role at Heartlands mean to you personally?
So, I think teaching, learning and attendance are really important. Obviously, teaching and learning is what you do in every lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that if you're not here every day. So, I think I'm really proud to lead on those areas because I think they might make a big difference to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's the best thing about working at Heartlands?
So I think the staff, the students, it's a really friendly, welcoming mm-hmm. place. I came into work yesterday and I went to get a coffee from the restaurant, and I was thinking as I walked in there, what a friendly environment it is. I think everybody looks out for each other and tries to help each other.
I agree.
And together that makes, like you said, Heartlands family.
Aww.
And I also reflect today how there are some things that happen at Heartlands that are the little things that maybe other schools don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Like how everybody, there are lots of children in the school who are really good at kind of cutting bits of paper with their rulers. When they try and trim their sheets, and I think that's a funny thing about Heartlands. And obviously occasionally at lineup we have some seagulls and people are very used to that, but just take it in their stride, get on with it, and we're trying to do as much about that as we can.
Yeah. Okay, so if you could invite one person, dead or alive, to have school dinner with you at Heartlands, who would it be and why?
That is a great question. I think it would obviously be somebody from history. In history, at the moment in year 10, mm-hmm. students learning about Elizabeth the First.
Okay.
And teaching it this time, I've thought even more about her and what it must have been like for a woman
mm-hmm.
ruling on... by herself. Obviously she never married
mm.
and she ruled for a really long time, and there were lots of men around her who were giving her advice, and I think it'd be really interesting to know what it was actually like for her ruling as a queen at the time.
Mm.
Year 10 are learning about how she killed her cousin, Mary,
oh.
Queen of Scots, and cut her head off, and there's a bit about whether she was pressured into that by the people mm-hmm. around her. So yes, I would say, Elizabeth, do come to our restaurant. Come and sit down and ask her a few questions.
Okay, that's interesting.
Hmm.
I didn't know a lot. I don't know a lot about history, to be fair. I mean, from what I learnt, 17 year 9, I do, but I didn't know that. So that's interesting. Okay, so when you think back to your own school years, what do you remember the most about kindness?
So I think it's hard to remember individual events. I remember lots of teachers and staff being very kind. I was very involved in lots of things like music and the choir when I was at school, and so lots of those teachers give up lots of time to make those extra events happen. And in fact, when I go back to Cardiff, which is where I'm from, at Christmas time, one of the teachers that was my music teacher, he still, although he's nearly retired now, organises for some of the musicians to play in the shopping centre.
Oh.
So I can sometimes see him. So I think people that kind of keep on giving, it makes, it's kind of a long-term kindness, which obviously lots of staff here work really hard and give above and beyond
mm-hmm.
of their time and kindness. And I think probably kindness isn't always what you think it is. So it's not like, it's not just people being
mm-hmm.
nice and giving you, you know, a gift or something. I think kindness is about thinking about them and their future selves.
Mm.
Because sometimes what you feel, especially if you're a teenager, what you want right now might not be good for your future self.
Mm.
So, you know, like the, you might at that moment not be really up for writing lots in class, but actually your future self is going to be really, that is going to find those qualifications really useful.
Mm.
So it's about how you trying to communicate that to young people, I think, is really important.
That's true. Makes you leave them with nothing to say for these answers. Yeah.
What do you think?
Agree.
What are you? What do you
when
think
I look
about?
At my own school years? I mean, I'm not really looking back, but I'm living in it. But I think, yeah, I do definitely. Okay, let's take it back to primary school then, instead, because I'm not really
mm-hmm.
finished. Okay, so in primary school, I had so many teachers that, like, I had a good relationship with, and one teacher in specific, I had joined a new school due to, like, moving houses and stuff, and he was my year three teacher. And when we first met, we didn't actually get along, but as I went on to other years, he really showed up a lot and put in a lot of effort in my progress. And so, I mean, we didn't get along before, but now, and even because my brother still attends that school, so even now when I see him, he helps me out, he answers me questions, that he wants to know how I'm doing. And I think it's so important to have good relationships with the people around you, and just those little check-ins, those little, are you okay, how's school going, like, it does matter and it shows up. So yeah, if we'll take it back, that's what one of the things that stand out to me about primary school. Okay,
yeah.
So has kindness always been something that mattered to you, or did you grow into it over time?
I think, yeah, I think my very lucky to have a pretty kind family, so that that they demonstrate a lot of kindness, and you do that in families in lots of ways.
Mm.
So, you know, food is often in many families a way of demonstrating kindness and looking
mm-hmm.
after each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now I realise more that the kind of what you get back when you are good to people, like, it's not just in the future, like, it just feels better. So when I first started teaching, I maybe had to work a bit harder at noticing the good things that students were doing. And I think the longer I've been teaching, the more I notice all the time the good things that students are doing. And I think when you start teaching, it's not naturally can be what you spot, because if you're in front of a class and there are 30 children and one person is talking, the natural thing is to like a normal human being would go, could you stop talking, please?
Yeah.
But you kind of learn as a teacher that that might not be the most effective way of managing that class, and actually noticing that all the people, so you'll notice in Heartlands, lots of teachers say, thank you, I can see everybody on the front row doing that. And that's because we all like to be recognised, and it's nice to be kind to the people that are doing the right thing. And the vast majority of the time, the vast majority of children at Heartlands are always doing the right thing and doing their best.
I agree. So for those of you wondering, today's podcast episode is titled, Kindness Changed Everything. So, Miss Williams, can you remember a moment of kindness that stayed with you throughout your journey?
I think there are lots of moments when people are kind.
Mm-hmm.
A student in class was very kind to me this week when I needed something in class, and they were just, a tissue actually, but still. that was very kind. I think lots of people have been kind over the way in helping me develop as a teacher and as a leader. Does anything stand out for you?
Moment of kindness. I mean, this week.
Or doesn't have to be this week.
I mean, I feel like there's so many things that you can deem as kind. I mean, as I was saying before, just for me, it's little things. Like, I really appreciate the little check-ins, the little, are you okay? The little, how did your day go? And I just feel like it makes up a bond, it makes up a relationship, and it shows you that the people around you care. So I think for me, kindness is just generally what you see, opening a door for someone, asking someone, are you okay? Because I feel like we go about our day sometimes and we're not open and aware of people around us. We're kind of just in our own bubble, just looking at what you've got to do and caring about your life. But I think it's like nice to just step in and come out of your own world for a minute and just ask someone, are you okay? How's your day going? I think it just matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely think it does make a difference, and it shows someone, oh, there's someone that cares. So, yeah.
I think as well, lots teachers show they care in the things that at the moment, teachers are marking year 11 papers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that doesn't feel, you wouldn't pick that as something like, that's a kind thing to do, mark my paper, because obviously, everybody, you know, it's our job to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's a kindness in it, because, you know, teachers do really care when they see how children have done, because it means they can understand if they've been effective as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they will want to see the grades that, you know, year 11 get now in their mocks, but also in their final exams. So I think, yeah, and kindness can look different for different people.
So why do you think kindness can sometimes have more than the impact than you expect?
So
I kind of answered this.
Yeah, I think it depends what. It's very nice when we have parents' evenings and lots of students' siblings bring them in. And so Mr. McArdle is trying to build up an alumni network so we can make more connections with students who have been to Heartlands. So Heartlands opened in 2010.
Okay.
So that's, you know, there's a lot of students now have been through university and working different jobs, and that's a way that we can bring people back. And it also means, you know, it's nice to hear the impact that Heartlands had on people. And quite often they come back and they're like, oh, Miss so-and-so's here, you know, Mr. so-and-so is still here, I want to go and see them and talk to them.
Yeah.
And often people don't have that opportunity. So I think you just have to operate knowing that you've kind of made a difference, even though you don't always get the feedback.
That's true, you know. Because even like when I go back to my old schools, and I think I just, as I was saying before, just giving like a general update how things are going, you know, you can definitely see that a teacher appreciates it and is actually happy to see like a past student and be like, oh wow, like I taught you and this is where you are now, and it's like I was part of it, I was part of the journey. And I think that's the most, one of the most rewarding parts of being a teacher.
Yeah,
I think it's so. And I think whatever role you play in a school, it still matters. So yeah, I can definitely say that.
Yeah, and if you talk about, you know, every role, like whoever you meet in the, whether it's reception staff, whether it's the staff who are the facility staff, people in the restaurant, people who are cleaning the school, I think everybody is important. And
yeah, they all make up the heart of the family.
Exactly.
So, throughout Heartlands, have you seen kindness completely change a student's confidence or behaviour?
I think there is some students who, if they struggle in different ways, then having a member of staff that they feel like they can, that really helps them. I've definitely seen it when a student that other people might be finding it hard to get through to, mm-hmm. then one member of staff comes along and they seem to have been able to help and get through to that student. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's good that we have a variety of people in the school, and
yeah.
we have the Year 11 Mentor Programme, and that's got staff for teachers and support staff,
mm-hmm.
And trying to help everybody. You know, have at least one person in the school. For most people, it's their tutor
mm-hmm.
that they can go to and speak to.
Mm. I agree, definitely agree. I think it just takes that one person or that one sentence to absolutely change a mindset of a student and make them think, okay, I can do this, or I can move, or I can go to lesson now. I think it's so important that students get to have a relationship with at least a few members of staff where they just understand each other and they're able to be on a level where, so, okay, this teacher might not have been able to get through, but someone else can. So I think that's the importance of having a variety of members of staff, and also people that students just get along with and actually open up themselves to be able to talk to. So I think that's definitely important.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So what does kindness look like on difficult days or when people are stressed or struggling?
I think possibly other people looking out for other people.
Mm.
So I had a conversation with a student today, and we'd had a slightly fraught interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went back to speak to them, they were very quiet and composed.
Mm-hmm.
And we both reflected that, you know, there are moments when, particularly things like changeover of lessons or
mm-hmm.
busy break times or lunch times, or, you know, people are waiting to be fed and they're hungry, so they're a bit hangry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all of us having that kindness and patience in our looking for good intention in what people are doing, and just encouraging others to be kind, and also to ask, are you okay? And I think that can really help each of us.
I agree. So going back to attendance, because I know you really enjoy it, have a passion for it, do you think kindness can affect things like attendance and students feeling safe enough to show up to school?
So it's supposed to be there's a strong correlation between how much students feel like they belong in school and how much they come to school. So if a student feels like, even if it's a kind of one place in the school where they feel like they belong, they're more likely to come in every day and show up to school. So it definitely makes a difference in that way. And I think different students feel like they belong in different ways. For some children, it will be that they go to the games club on a Friday at the end of the day. For other people, it will be sport. For other people, it will be music. For other people, it will be that they're brilliant at maths or English.
Yeah.
Or they have a really good group of friends here. And I think whatever it is, it's as a school, what we want is that there's something about being in the Heartlands family that you think, yes, I belong here and I want to come in every day and want to do really well.
Mm. So what would you say to the students that don't feel like that and don't feel like they matter?
So we definitely want them not to feel like that. And
yeah.
we talked earlier about having somebody that you can speak to. It is sometimes when we do attendance meetings, it is good to find those issues. Tutors and heads of year sometimes find those issues as well. We have good systems in the school. So you might have heard of Place to Be, which is our counselling service.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do refer people, so that young people, so they have somebody that they can talk through.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are things going on for people at home, but we want to do everything we can to make sure that school is a good place to be successful and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our routines are about making it so it's nice and predictable. You know what it's going to be like. You're going to arrive on the gate in the morning. You know what time the gate's going to close.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is going to happen in your lesson. You're going to have a do now.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of really predictable things that make it feel safe and secure. That's the idea. And also taking into account what students tell us. So Miss Sanger
mm-hmm.
has done lots of good work this year on student voice.
Okay.
So we've got these sessions this year
mm-hmm.
which are when students give their opinions on a couple of questions. Have you taken part
yeah.
in some of those?
Yeah.
Which ones do you remember doing?
I remember the one about changing the food in the canteen,
mm-hmm.
getting more equipment in the playgrounds.
Yeah.
The most I remember. Yeah, and the most recent ones.
Yeah, and we've asked questions about the classrooms as well, and each member of the senior leadership team gets those responses
mm-hmm.
and looks at them and takes into account, okay, well maybe we could change this.
Okay.
So that's the food, for example, that was taken into account when we changed our provider.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think the more students feel listen to, that can only help that sense of belonging and turning up to school every day.
I agree, definitely. So in terms of just giving a message to anyone that's listening, what would you say? It doesn't have to do with the topic, just be anything.
So I would say to our Heartlands family,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for the work that you do every single day, not all of which is noticed by anybody else, but is definitely appreciated by the students you teach and by myself and all the senior leadership team. It just together, I think that we have a really positive community,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, together I think we will just keep going and making it even better.
Together we make such.
Absolutely.
It's funny because I was writing a poem earlier on about the concept about being belonging.
Yeah.
And I incorporated the search values
into
the poem. So I don't think this is going to come out before the concert. But for those of you listening, when you are at the concert, I hope you enjoy it. Or you would have heard it. So I hope you enjoyed it.
And the Creative Arts Collective is on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes. At 4:15,
and people can get tickets.
Yes.
Check your emails.
I'm not going to see it down, but check your emails for the next event.
Yeah.
Yeah. So big thank you to Mr. Amos and those who are helping out with the concert.
Absolutely, it's taken
and
a lot of work.
Yeah. We appreciate the Heartlands community.
We do. We do.
So, Miss Williams, I'd like to thank you for joining us today and being a part of our podcast. I hope that you enjoyed the conversation and that it can inspire and encourage everyone who listens. To sign off, my thought of the week is, you never really know what someone is going through, so a small act of kindness can be the difference between them giving up and choosing to keep going. This is Raynell signing off. Until next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Raynell.